a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30. And in Salt Lake City, it's 30 degrees.
No problems affecting your drive this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, we could see more highway crossings for deer and other wildlife thanks to a $1 trillion-plus infrastructure bill just signed by President Biden. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the story.
The Pew Charitable Trusts reports the bill includes $350 million over 5 years for wildlife crossings near busy highways. The article cited in the Deseret News says $60 million of that will be available as grants in the current fiscal year. There are highways in Colorado and Wyoming that have a particularly bad record for wildlife collisions. Utah installed a bridge over I-80 in Parley's Canyon 3 years ago that has reduced the number of animal deaths there. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A popular Moab event is being put on hold for 2022. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta has more details on this morning. Jacob?
Tim, event organizers said in a statement that the Rally on the Rocks, which has been held since 2018, will not be taking place next year. They say the political climate, along with laws that remove or limit access for people who like riding ATVs, has made it impossible to hold the event in Moab. Organizers said they considered other places to hold the event, but that it wouldn't be the same. However, they are partnering with SXS Adventure Rally to hold a sister event in Hurricane next year. Live in the newsroom, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Warmer than usual for your Black Friday, with highs getting into the mid to upper 40s today. And Grant Wayman has a little bit more of your forecast here.
It's definitely looking dry at this point. We want to, keep that travel weather nice and quiet, which it should be through the weekend. But we could use a storm at this point. Certainly our resorts would love to see it, and mountain areas as well. And it looks like we're going to remain storm-free into late next week. We're hoping to see a storm late next week. At this point, it doesn't look like it. So in the meantime, more dry weather through the weekend and into late next week.
Grant says we're going to warm into the lower 50s for Sunday, Monday, but we cool a few degrees again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Some people who live in southern Utah got a little shaken up this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a 3.0 earthquake in Panguitch this morning, just 29 miles northwest of Cedar City. A 3.0 is considered to be a minor tremor. Many people probably didn't even feel it. KSL's top national stories this hour: fire danger and rolling blackouts for some California residents on Thanksgiving. ABC's Kaylee Hartung reports from L.A.
Thanksgiving in jeopardy for thousands of people in Southern California. Faced with high fire danger, power companies shutting off electricity for nearly 70,000 customers, with 200,000 more at risk. Those inconvenient public safety power shutoffs, a last resort attempt to prevent downed power lines from sparking more fires, as powerful Santa Ana winds whip through the area.
A group of firefighters from Utah County drove to Southern California to help fire crews battle the blazes, which are only expected to get worse. The Lone Peak Fire Department posted on Facebook that while they didn't get to spend the day with their families, the department said the crew at least was able to have a Thanksgiving meal at a Golden Corral there in Lake Elsinore. A little further north, record rainfall hitting the Pacific Northwest once again. It's the first of two atmospheric river events forecast for the week. The region is still recovering from last week's atmospheric river that brought record rainfall, flooding, and some mudslides, with Washington and Canada's British Columbia particularly bad hit. A group of five U.S. lawmakers met with Taiwan's president this morning in a surprise visit to reaffirm the U.S.'s support of the self-governing island. Democratic Congressman Mark Takano of California spoke about what he believes will be the future of the U.S.-Taiwan relationship moving ahead.
I am hopeful with the progress we've made together in overcoming the COVID-19 pandemic that frequent travel to Taiwan by U.S. policymakers will become business as usual again.
This visit comes as tensions between Taiwan and China have risen to their highest levels in decades, and just a few weeks after a group of six Republican lawmakers made their own visit to the island. Pope Francis will become the second pontiff ever to visit Greece. Father George Degas, a priest in Athens, says the pope's visit is a good time to reunite and project a message of unity between both the Catholics and the Orthodox churches.
It's actually a dream come true for all of us. We're a small church here in Greece, a tiny minority, and our Father, our Universal Father, is coming to see us, and he's coming to unite us because we are a multicultural congregation. This is a richness, and now he's coming here as a visible sign of unity.
There are only about 50,000 Catholics among a population of nearly 11 million, most of the population identifying as Greek Orthodox. Well, you know, it's holidays when One Voice Children's Choir is in studio. The group performed live this morning on KSL-TV, ahead of a live performance with the annual FM 100 Christmas Concert Series later today. They're releasing a new video later this morning. Then you can catch the One Voice Children's Choir live at Southtown Mall at noon in Sandy, along with FM 100.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.